Hi there. The word for today is on the difference between Samson and Samuel. The second difference between them is relationships. Judges 14 verse 3 we read, "Then his father and mother said to Samson, 'Is there no woman among the daughters of your brethren that you must go and get a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines?' And Samson said to his father, 'Get her for me, for she pleases me well.'" When it came to relationships, Samson was guided by his lower impulses instead of the principles of God's word, and he paid dearly for it. Three times in his story we read these words, "Samson went down." He went down to Timnath and married the wrong woman. He went down to Gaza and spent the night with a prostitute. And finally, he went down to Sorek and ended up in the lap of Delilah and lost his strength, his freedom, his reputation, his anointing, and his life. Samuel, on the other hand, was raised up to purify the ministry. You see, his boss Eli the high priest had two sons called Hophni and Phinehas. He had actually ordained them to the priesthood, but they were taking bribes to cover sin and brazenly consorting with prostitutes. There's a sobering lesson here for every redeemed child of God. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14, Paul lays it on the line, "Do not be yoked together with unbelievers." Now, is God being biased or unloving? No, he's being protective. When you're yoked together with somebody in a relationship, especially if they don't share your faith, your values, your goals, and your priorities, you're going to end up in a tug of war with each other, pulling in a different direction. And when problems arise, as they surely will, what you need is someone by your side who turns to the same source that you do for the solution, and that is to God. And that's the word for you today.